from folding laundry, packing lunch bags, being a chauffeur, and running errands, sometimes we can lose perspective. Welcome to Mom's Town 365. I'm Mary Belay.
And I'm Heather Ryder, and we're changing that perspective from have to get to. Welcome. We are getting ready to change the way we think about the mundane things that we do every single day.
And we're going to empower ourselves today and see this from a different take and put a dance into our step.
Yeah, but first, why don't you head on over to momstown365.com and sign up for our newsletter.
There you go.
Just do it.
Just do it. Be part of our community. We'd love it.
We would love to get to know who you are. Okay.
So let's move into this concept of the daily chores we have, and the list just repeats itself all the time. How many times do I clean out the kitchen sink and wipe down the kitchen counters a day?
I know. And we keep thinking, oh, I have to do this. And so we interviewed a gal from...
Oh, Megan Murphy.
Megan Murphy, thank you.
From Women's Day
Magazine. She was fantastic. And so she helped us with the have to get to, because she was talking about the mundane things that we do in life. And then she was taking her son to soccer practice, and she was so happy that she could take her son to soccer practice and that she got to do his laundry. She was thrilled to see his little uniform come through the laundry, and that she thought that she gets to, because she gets to go watch her son play soccer. And what a joy that is.
Well, and I related to her saying that, because when the kids were little and, you know, you're always washing their clothes, and they had these little tiny jeans and dresses.
Yes.
And
those little baby socks.
Yes. I love that. I love folding my kids' laundry.
I just love the smell of laundry, too.
Yes.
I just, that fresh, clean smell. Mm.
So getting the concept of the get to fold my children's laundry, and I even still do their laundry today.
Yeah.
And they're adults.
Yeah.
I find comfort in it.
Well, and they're not, they're home.
And it's a show of love.
Yeah.
But it moved over to different aspects of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So if I take the, I get to do laundry.
I get to cook dinner.
Yes.
For my family.
I get to go to the grocery store.
I get to vacuum all the dog hair off the floor.
Exactly. And the sofa for me when he jumps up there without his blankie. Hmm. But the get-tos.
Okay, because sometimes it can be really hard to say, I get to do this. Because sometimes you just have to do it. And you do it begrudgingly, or you do it. But if you can just try to say, I get to.
Yeah, and I think there are some things that on a scale of 0 to 100, folding laundry, I get to at 98%. Okay. Cleaning toilets, it's like 30.
Exactly.
You know?
See what I'm saying? Like, I get to clean the toilet. Oh, joy.
Right? But once it's clean, it's clean. So yes. You feel like, okay, I get the benefit of it's clean. And then another aspect of it, that one is finding the joy in the mundane.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because that's going to happen every day. Choosing instead of feeling imposed upon. Like, it's your choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an imposition that leads to resentment. That's not a good, don't live in the land of that. Imposition to resentment. Mm-mm.
Well, and then resentment is the byproduct of have to.
It's a big circle.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, so you
get to, the byproduct of get to is joy.
Yes.
So do you want to have more joy or resentment in your life? Change the way you think about the mundane things that you do in your life.
And even, like, sometimes I know I need to get out there and do 10,000 steps, right?
Right.
That
Did some, you just say you have to get out
yes,
there?
Yes. I have to get out there and do 10,000 steps.
See, we talk about all this stuff, you know, but really we know that this works.
Right. So the other day I actually walked down here to the studio.
Uh-huh.
And then I have to walk. So it's all downhill to the studio and it's all uphill back to my house. I got steep hills.
Yes.
And so I started out, one, I was excited to come here. And two.
So did you skip all the way downhill?
I had to get to.
Uh-huh.
Be grateful, Mary, that you can walk. Be grateful, Mary, that you are strong, that you can make it up those hills.
And you get to do this.
And I get to do this.
For a living.
Right. And it made me look at exercise. All right, everybody, try this with exercise. Oh, I have to exercise. No, I get 20 minutes to myself to exercise.
Yeah. Changing the way you approach something, and we do talk about this, and we, you know, struggle with it sometimes, just like everybody else, but the constant reminder,
mm-hmm.
you know, so just think of Mary and Heather in your head saying, oh, remember, they said, oh, we all have to try to get to, not have to, because we're all in this together, doing this at the same time.
Because we're all kind of doing the same things all the time. You know, we all do laundry. We all need to exercise. We all have to clean the kitchen.
Did you say have to?
We all get to clean the kitchen, pick up after the dog.
We all get to exercise. So I also, whenever we're talking about this, I think about this way back, you know, and sometimes my memory about way back things, not so clear. But I remember being in a world religions course mm-hmm. in college. And the professor was, I think the whole topic of, maybe the title of the course was Transcending the Mundane into the Sacred.
Oh. Wow, that's pretty deep.
I know. So when we're talking about this topic of get to versus have to, or have to versus get to, I think about that course title of Transcending the Mundane into the Sacred, and transcending the everyday into the, oh.
Yeah, I like that.
You know, so it makes me, that feeling, just those, that thought process makes me think, okay, I get to. I want to spend more,
Yep.
And less,
Yeah. Well, so then it comes down to our attitude as well.
Right.
How do you choose to move into your day? Because sometimes, you know, if you wake up and you had a bad dream, that, and it's not acknowledged, or like I mentioned, doing the morning pages, you just write it out. I had a really bad dream. Don't know what it means. Mm-hmm. Blah, 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 blah. And, or you wake up in the morning feeling refreshed and early, you're up and at them and you're getting more done by 8 than most people do all day.
Yeah.
I think some of it's an attitude thing.
And it's just the way you think.
What do you choose? How do you
choose
to think?
Yes.
Is it a get to? Is it a have to? And I don't even hear myself sometimes say it. I consciously have to go, okay, I get to do this.
So, and the more you say it out loud, the more you actually start thinking it too. So going through the practice of saying, I get to do this, like consciously, then kind of seeps into your subconscious.
And a little bit of joy emerges.
A little more sacred.
Uh-huh.
All right, you're listening to Momstown 365. Be bold, be creative. We're here for you every day. Choose.